The National Weather Service has announced that precipitation totals since October 1, 2021, are at or above 300% of normal across Lake, Mendocino, Trinity, and southern Humboldt counties. The rains are expected to taper off on Wednesday, with drier and slightly warmer weather expected late in the work week. KMUD News checked in with two organizations that advocate for the health of local rivers and its inhabitants. The first, a fisheries biologist who shares an update on the current conditions on the Eel River.
This is Pat Higgins with the Eel River Recovery Project, and we have been assisting citizen monitors to kind of take the pulse of the Eel River since 2012.
Higgins explained that the changes in the Eel River throughout 2021 have been very dramatic.
This year is really unique, and the sudden transition from chronic drought when it seemed like it would never rain to La Nina has created rather exciting flow conditions.
Within a month's time, the Eel River has gone from historical low flows to historical highs.
Well, there's no doubt that the flows in the Eel River system were the lowest, in a human lifetime, and probably well beyond that. Every eyewitness that is a long-term observer of the Eel documented extremely low flow conditions, and in most cases, record lows from their observations. And that was confirmed by the U.S. Geologic Survey gauges, where Miranda, Leggett set all-time lows all throughout September and into early October.
Just before this year's first rain, the South Fork Eel River at Dyerville was completely dry.
But now, La Nina, cool water at the equator, has redirected the currents in the ocean, and it has unblocked the high. And instead of coming in from the north, the storms are coming in from the south. And so over the last weekend, we saw much higher rainfall totals in the Mendocino tributaries of the Eel than those in northern Humboldt. And actually, Sonoma had like 10 inches of rain overnight in some places, whereas the values that I heard in the southern Eel were more in the range of 5 to 6 inches.
The recent rain has helped to flush the Eel River, moving sediment out of pools that are critical for salmon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting because of, during prolonged drought, river bars actually get quite a bit of willow, alder, and cottonwood growth, and so river bars that have been flattened out and broadened by prior floods can actually get a toehold, and the riparian can rebuild during the drought. So that can be a good thing. The salmon, historically, according to the Ferndale Enterprise and the records back in the 40s, they like to come in fairly big schools, starting around August 24th through 26th. So now the runs are delayed because there really isn't any ability for the fish to come up and to hold in deep pools. Prior to 55 and 64, the pools of the Lower Eel were 30, 40 feet deep. I mean, they could come in and be sitting way deep and in the dark and evade seals. But now they have to hold. But now, with the rain, they're running.
The United States Geological Survey gauges in local rivers are recording all-time highs for this time in history, providing plenty of water for salmon to move for the first time in 4 years. On Monday, the River Forecast Center recorded over 135,000 cubic feet per second, setting a new record.
For the day, and all the other gauges, Fort Seward, Middle Fork, Van Dusen, South Fork at Miranda, Elder Creek, South Fork Leggett, they all hit record highs for the day. And so plenty of water for the salmon to ride. They'll be going up the Van Dusen River. They get up there above Bridgeville to Little Larrabee Creek. A lot of good spawning gravel in the Van Dusen. It's recovered.
Despite the record high flows, salmon will still have to overcome other hurdles.
A lot of that sediment now is parked in Fortuna. And so the fish were once again facing peril, but they can run now. They can run through the lower Van Dusen, which is typically dry this time of year, and they won't have any problem getting up into Fortuna and out. And that's good, because the last 3 years, the rain didn't come until November, right around Thanksgiving, and they want to be all over the watershed at that time and spawning. So they have been kind of trapped in the lower river for the last few years, and this is great news for Chinook and their chance to rebound.
The Eel River watershed is prone to sediment and erosion. So in closing, Higgins shares some advice for all who live within the rural region of the Eel River watershed.
Roads are the number one source of sediment coming off of hill slopes. They defy gravity. Your neighbors are going to get your dirt. That's not a nice thing. Downstream, things get buried. Channels get blown out. People's, you know, if they're located near the stream, they can suffer huge damage. Have enough sediment come off hillsides, you can bury creeks to where they don't flow in the summer. Surface erosion from roads is bad. They should be rocked. Check all your culverts. In 2 years of drought, they can fill with leaves. They can be growing blackberries. And when they don't pass the water and that water jumps up onto your road, you can run into huge expense. And so if you think you're saving money by just kind of doing quick and dirty on road maintenance and you're not shaping it to where it will hold, you're going to have more problems on flood nights. You're going to have more problems with chronic maintenance. You're going to have greater expense. So you ignore roads and neglect your transportation system at your peril.
For more tips on how to save your road and protect salmonid habitat, you can look up the Pacific Watershed Associates Handbook. The Redway Community Services District announced today that due to Sunday's rain, their water conservation ordinance has been lifted. Cody Cox, the RCSD General Manager, shared this update for our listeners.
We have weathered the drought of 2021. As you can see, we have received several inches of rain, even though the state is still in a declared drought. The local river flow has increased enough to relax restrictions.
The RCSD has been monitoring the same data as the Eel River Recovery Project and has seen the same results. At one point this summer, the RCSD feared that it would not have enough water for its customers.
Yeah, it was definitely unprecedented. This was the worst drought, I think, in recorded history. As far as, I don't know how far back they went when the record started, but it is one of the worst, if not the worst, drought in California's history.
Cox thanked Redway residents for heeding to the drought contingency plan.
Everybody really did do a great job. You know, as rural as we are, you know, us all banding together like that was pretty fantastic. Much thanks to everybody, all of our ratepayers here in Redway. It was a challenge, you know, and we met that challenge, you know, and I'm just very appreciative.
Notably, a small percentage of customers did receive fines and penalties for not adhering to the ordinance. But the general manager could not share further details and said that over 90% of customers did their part to conserve. However, Cox cautioned that residents should prepare for next year in the event of another drought.
Please keep in mind that if the rain events taper off too early in the spring of 2022, we will be right back here again in June. So, you know, we're asking that you please take this time to review your water usage for the past summer and make plans to reduce water consumption next summer. Also keep in mind that a goal for a family of four is to use approximately 1,000 cubic feet per month, 250 cubic feet per person per month. Also remember that utilizing mulch and drip water systems greatly reduce water consumption. Evaluate your plumbing fixtures and spigots, sink aerators, shower heads, auxiliary water tanks, and such.
Sanctuary Forest has also announced the end of their forbearance period in the Matole watershed, which spans from rural northern Mendocino to Petrolia through Whitethorn and Honeydew. We checked in with the organization to get an update.
So my name is Anna Rogers, and I'm the Education and Development Director for Sanctuary Forest. And we are a land and water trust, and we're located in Whitethorn. And so we can serve land and water in the Matole River watershed.
Sanctuary Forest preserves land and water within the Matole watershed, and one of their programs assists landowners with purchasing storage tanks in exchange for forbearance during dry periods.
So they pump and fill their tanks during the wet season and then stop pumping when the river reaches a certain low point.
Forbearance began early this year on July 7th.
And yesterday we were able to end forbearance thanks to all of the rain that we received in this atmospheric river.
Sanctuary Forest also monitors the flow within the Mattole. Rogers shares a data timeline.
Sure. So we actually reached 0 gallons per minute this summer in September, which is the lowest it's been since we started our storage and forbearance program. And that was really sad to see. And what that means is not that the river was completely dry, although it certainly was in some areas, but that all the pools are separated. So, you know, when you look at a river, there's some deeper spots, there's some shallower spots. So those turn into little pools when you reach 0 gallons per minute. And what that means is that fish become trapped in those pools. And if the water becomes too low, they can die. It's too warm, there's not enough oxygen, sometimes eventually not even any water. So they do die. Many fish were rescued at that point in the season. And we were a little worried about when the wet season was going to begin. Sometimes it doesn't begin until November. So we were really, really pleased with this storm, although it is a lot of water all at once. We did start a new water year on October 1. And since then, we've received 13.79 inches, and that's measured here at our office in Whitethorn. And just in this last storm, so between October 20th and today, this morning, the 26th, we received 12.68 inches.
On Sunday, October 24th, the Mattole River in Edersburg was at 3,000 CFS. And as of today, that number is 548.
And that kind of translates to about 155 cubic feet per second here in the headwaters, but that's still peak flow. So we're going to see the flow stabilize over the next week or so, and we'll really see what we're dealing with. But it does seem like the wet season is here.
Despite the recent showers, a winter forbearance period has not been ruled out.
Absolutely. And we did do a winter forbearance period this winter, this last winter, the winter of 2020 and into 2021. So it is not unheard of, but it is not, it was not a common thing before. It is becoming maybe a common thing now with climate change. We'll just have to see what the future brings. What if this, after this storm, it doesn't rain again for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, then we will probably see a winter forbearance period. We just have to wait and see.
Before you begin pumping, Sanctuary Forest advises residents to wait for the water to settle after storms for the best water quality and to use an appropriate fish screen. Small fish can be sucked into your pipe, and it's against the law not to use one. Throughout the next few months, residents will be able to sneak a glimpse of the river salmon that are returning to spawn.
We're really looking forward to seeing the salmon coming back to spawn. They're not here yet, but hopefully they'll be coming soon. I think there's a salmon welcoming ceremony happening in a few short weeks, so that's really exciting. And yeah, we'll let you know if we see any spawning salmon. And yeah, happy rain. We're celebrating.
The Bear River Rancheria will be holding their salmon ceremony in late November, a tradition that was revitalized in 2020 after 100 years. Residents who would like to monitor local flows at the USGS's website can visit www.dashboard.waterdata.usgs.gov.